left. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that was.
Sounds pretty good. Yo, what it do, nephew? Back with a new episode of Unsanctioned Talk. Back with Bryce from the Cut. Co-host Josh.
Nora. First episode with my guy.
Officially, yeah. Dude.
We're watching the Virginia versus Colorado State.
The playing games.
27-14. This is like a seventh grade girls game.
17% shooting.
Dude, hey, don't give us that much credit. We weren't even making that.
I know,
many
but
points.
14 points as a college program, and you're gonna play in a tournament. You're playing in the playoff game.
You're basically
in the tournament.
Oh yeah, it's bad.
Who's the coach over there betting? You're basically telling just set your.
Because who does that play in which? Who do they play?
It's Texas. They're gonna beat Texas too, probably either team. I think Colorado State's. Well, I think Colorado State was dangerous before this game, and that's right. Even dropped 27 points. But this is Virginia's type of game. Dude, Virginia's always been a team that's low offense.
Texas,
yeah.
Texas is a 1 seed.
They're 7 seed. No. This is for 10 seed.
Then Texas.
Oh, not all playing seed. Games are for 12.
Weird. How the fuck did these guys end up in this?
Well, there's a big controversy of Virginia making it because there's like a lot of other teams that should have been in the play.
Better,
yeah,
right?
Like
yeah, I saw something about that.
Yeah,
like if you break it up, if you break it up by like the quad, like quad one. One and quad two, like they don't really have many teams against anyone in the quad one, like the top.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
And like St. John's with the fucking coach was on Louisville's head coach
Rick Pitino.
Him there like.
Yeah,
they were a pretty decent team. Like,
bad.
No, I'm saying they should have made it. They didn't make it because of Virginia. The Big
Damn.
East only has three teams this year. It's the least amount of teams they've had since like 98, 99.
Damn.
Only UConn, which is like the best team, Marquette, and...
I hate UConn's coach.
I hate UConn.
I hate
I like.
UConn.
Oh, I like Dan Hurley, dude. I like him.
I hate Dan Hurley.
I'm picking them to beat Stetson.
Right now. No, he's just a cop.
Do your bracket. Sign up for that, and we'll do the brackets right now.
It's like him. He's just a passionate coach. That's all it is. Does he go a little bit too hard in the paint sometimes? Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. But
that is a weak ass bracket, though.
Kind of
dude.
Like that.
That's a weak ass bracket.
Okay, we'll see.
I can copy it though.
Yeah, if you can't knock something again.
Some of these teams that are in this year, like what the?
Got a March Madness link for everyone? NCAA? Yeah. Oh no, not a tournament challenge. We did on the March Madness one. I copied it. Let's see something again.
Yeah, there's. I always get wild with these and never even come close to.
There's one team that's right. In there that I'm like.
U of I?
Nope. I think U of I.
They
has,
got
has
a decent
draw.
Way.
They're
too, dude.
They're just too one dimensional though.
I look at it
thing.
Like
U of I.
Yeah.
No.
They can put
they're
it
more
flexibly. Yeah,
yes.
They
can.
Later on in the year, they finally did, but like.
That's when you want. They're
yes,
hot
that's
right
what
now.
You want. But I'm saying there's teams that have been playing both sides of the ball
well
all year long.
I think Illinois has a great, great fucking trip to the Sweet 16. Great draw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great draw. But I think they have the worst draw to get to the Final Four.
Yeah,
why
I have only eight.
Because of go. Iowa State?
Iowa State, UConn.
That's it.
Iowa State,
that's
I feel
it.
Like is...
That's two games, though, to go to Final
yeah,
Four.
Yeah, I know, but you
and
don't
Iowa
have
State.
To play UConn
State,
until
Iowa
the
State.
End.
Iowa
yeah,
State
they're not shit.
Team.
Yeah, I know.
So you hate you
and
hate
the thing
fucking
about,
on them?
The thing about U of I, too, is... If I'm them, I'm just giving the ball to Shannon and saying, shoot 25 free throws.
He never shoot. He
right?
You know he's only shot more than 20 shots in one
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't
one
he?
Time.
He's insane. He's,
I got the
you know who
playing
he plays
Drake.
Like?
He plays like Jimmy Butler.
No, no. You're nuts. You know who he reminds me of? Big bucket James Harden when Harden was scoring all those points. You know why Harden was scoring all those points? Because he was shooting 20 free throws.
Yeah,
that's
like, he has a lot of free. He gets
that's
a lot of calls.
So, it's
yeah.
So smart.
He's
when
like top four and top five in the nation.
Especially when, because they changed the whole rules. When, you have to get a defensive position.
Yeah.
Out.
When we were texting, watching that game, because it was close going into half.
Oh, yeah.
And then you saw, it was like, oh, U of I can take over the
oh,
game.
Oh, yeah. They kind of
and,
just put the switch. Like,
the white dude, Marcus, is
the mask.
Dude.
The mask is fucking good, too, yeah.
But it's weird because he's almost like a big-ass point guard.
Yeah, we don't
like
have
run.
A we don't have a,
yeah,
we
don't
have
a
guard.
No.
We don't need it though.
Yeah, it's
because
Brett Underwood's been playing. Yeah, he's been playing good like at positionless this year.
Because he plays.
You can have Coleman dribble the ball up sometimes.
Well, you can have Shannon do it on a fast break. You can have DeMass do it on any half. When it comes, he can run the half court off. Oh, right. Ty and he's Rogers, 6 foot nine or 6 foot eight, so you're like, dude. No, you realize how big, 6'6", I think the mask is?
Yeah, 6'6".
But I didn't realize, I've seen them play a couple times this year, and I never really kept track of like who's who until the last few games, watching the Big Ten games. But like, you look at the mask, and you're like, dude, you're fucking 20 pounds to 30 pounds heavier than every guy that guards you.
Right.
He's just pale as fuck, so you don't realize how swole he is.
Right.
And then they showed him when he first came into college, he was playing like power forward or center and was like 270 pounds and has dropped the fat and kept all the weight.
I can join us on the internet.
Oh, you can? Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
this one?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, make an account. And then you. Didn't you download the app? Mine worked right away.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure because I wasn't sure if it was the app or the.
But.
I think also if Illinois plays Auburn, that's a tough matchup too. Auburn's a good team. They've been playing.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that you give him a few years to recruit his guys, and he hasn't playing good.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I'm like, I think UConn could lose that game. Auburn can. I think Auburn could beat them. Like,
UConn.
That's a good match. UConn's a tough.
Well, Illinois is not all fucking beating UConn because it's like.
No,
Creighton
they can't
beat the shit out of UConn. Yeah. And Creighton kind of plays fast like Louisville. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like it's a game.
Creighton's fun to watch.
As I was saying, Illinois is good on both sides of the ball, but just Illinois is good on both sides of the ball. It's just in the side and like their bracket, their region. This teams would just.
I don't think it's that bad though.
UConn and Auburn.
I think this side looks nasty, dude.
Which one?
The South Division.
We got the South.
Houston, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Duke, NC State's hot.
Yep.
Florida, Marquette. Kentucky.
Florida's a good team. They got those three big men. They're the top.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like that's a brutal bracket.
Kentucky.
I would.
Kentucky has a good draw.
Yeah.
I would watch. Yeah, because they don't really have to play anybody until
they have to play a banged up Marquette, and it's like, dude, Tyler Colic is like.
Are you guys going through? Yeah. Oh yeah. So you have yours done already? I have.
No, I haven't made it yet.
You haven't. Okay. I can go through some of mine. I have James Madison actually upsetting Wisconsin and Duke and then losing to Houston. Madison's good, dude. James Madison's good this year.
You're wild.
They have the most wins in the nation. There's always one 12 seed that makes some noise. It's not always all chalk, you know. There's always at least a few double-digit seeds to make it, you know.
I think Yale's really good, and I think
McNeese. Yeah.
McNeese, is there going to be the weird one?
Oh, yeah.
Weird one. They're 31-3. They fucking shoot the lights out. They got three guards that can put it on the floor.
Yeah.
They're fucking good.
Yeah, but who do they play first round? They're in that bottom bracket, aren't they?
They play Gonzaga. Ooh. And Gonzaga's not that good this year.
They're big.
They got beat by Purdue by 25.
Yeah, but Purdue's a wishy-wash team, in my opinion.
Right. They're good against non-conference. They're 31-1 in the last years for non-conference.
That region is like a whole bunch of teams that are like perennial chokers. Purdue, Tennessee, and Creighton. Yeah. Like, always teams that like Sweet 16, like Creighton, that's it.
Dude. I'm picking Creighton to go pretty
far. So I feel like Kansas or Gonzaga just can make a run because, like, Purdue, I wouldn't be surprised if they lose. That's just how – it's just what they do every year. But I think this year's Purdue team's actually the real deal. I think they're going to...
Well, it's just kind of like that Virginia year. Remember that one time they lost to a fucking...
16 and then they lost... to 16th seed or 15th. Yeah, I was either one or two.
And then the year later, they won it.
I feel like it was... Yeah, and I bet that year that they were going to win it because I'm like, it's an easy lock. Like, they're not going to let it happen again. They're going to be super focused. Like, all those guys came back.
I made it. Schmittler.
It's on the NCAA March Madness for everyone listening and watching.
The game that I think is going to be wild is when Arizona and North Carolina meet each other.
Yeah, I have Arizona beating North Carolina.
Because North Carolina's old players on Arizona, Caleb Love.
Yeah.
And he's been going off.
He's been going off.
Oh, he was. I was shocked that he left.
It's
because of Davis.
Yeah.
Because that dude's...
He just wants the ball in his hands.
He deserves it. He's a good player.
What do they call it? He was on the team of the year this year. RJ Davis.
Yeah.
Him, Zach Edey.
Yeah, fuck Zach Edey, dude. Yeah. I hate that guy.
Why do you hate him? He's like one of the, like, the nicest guys. He does like a lot for.
I hate that guy. You just have to, right? Yeah. He's like one of those dudes.
Do you hate him or do you hate how the refs call him?
You hate him if you're not a Purdue fan, or you don't hate him if you're not a Purdue fan, basically. Like everybody in Indiana.
I'm not gonna lie, dude.
I think it's just like he's a good college player. That's it.
I think I'm putting Illinois in the Final Four. I'm doing it. I think they're hot, dude. When you watch what they're doing, and they sub really good.
I would be surprised. They are a good team.
Their coach subs really good. Did you watch how he does that, dude? Yeah. He does like. Guys will play hard for like 3-4 minutes straight, and he's like, "All right, get a drink." And they bring one guy in, and it's just like, "Dude,
Terrence gets a
and
drink
in and out, in and out, in and yeah." If what's the big tall lengthy dude,
Coleman Hawkins?
Yeah, if he comes out ready to play, they were talking about him in that game. Like, if that's your linchpin for the lineup,
yeah,
because he's so big playing that three guard,
and he can pick and like, pop and shit. He's so lethal.
The teams that are always the most dangerous to get hot are the teams that are also were like ranked high preseason at the beginning of the year. Like Illinois was, and they didn't, and like they were kind of like the first couple of games they couldn't really, you know, they weren't playing too good, but then they found it finally. They pieced it together at the end of the year. They won the Big Ten tournament first time since 2006,
and I think they looked convincing.
Yeah,
winning that tournament.
Yeah. I mean, what Shannon had? What didn't he have like 80 points in three games?
So he had 102 points, right? In three games. The record was 103 in four games by Keegan Murray.
Jeez.
And that was on 34 more shots. Isn't that insane?
He gets to the line. Yeah, he gets so to the line. It's not even.
Like, that's nuts. That's
crazy.
Yeah, he dropped a 40 ball.
He's a hell of a player.
Yeah, he's just.
I wonder where he goes in the draft.
I think he goes late first round.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe if he has a good tournament, I could see him, you know, getting some hype for him.
Yeah,
maybe 15th or like maybe, you know. I mean, depending. I mean, shit. If they win it, he balls out. You could say maybe like top five pick, lottery pick. Yeah,
you gotta win it though.
Yeah.
Especially with those allegations and shit, kind of fucked up his draft. Yeah, he's like a 22-year-old guy.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying Samford might be Kansas too because Kansas's guard is out.
Yeah. What's his name?
Really?
Yeah.
Kevin McCullers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's out. They said that Samford runs like a crazy, like high-paced, like run and gun, fast break, like balls to the wall.
And they can slow it down when they need to.
Really fast.
They got good pace. Yeah, that should be good. Let's just pull it up on here, too. Sorry, we're looking for the bracket right now. No, I'm excited. Got myself excited now. It's a good weekend.
Do you think UConn can do it again, bro?
No.
I think so.
No. I don't think they're going
to. They all came back pretty much. Like, why couldn't they?
Just because.
That's fair.
That's super hard, dude.
No, it is, but. Like this is
and
like,
this is something that's not. There's a reason why it's called March Madness.
Yeah, obviously.
Because it's gonna be March Madness. I almost said it wrong. But there's always someone, you know. There's always one of those teams where you're.
What do you guys think about Alabama? You think a lot.
They're good. I got them winning a couple games.
They're a good offense.
They put a very good offense.
I got them winning against the. Charleston and St. Mary's, but losing to North Carolina. I'm picking North Carolina to win it all. I always do.
I don't know why they're not going to win it all.
I always do. I like Creighton, though. That'd be a cool story. I don't know.
Creighton,
it's hard for me to pick between Marquette and Purdue, or Houston, but I just don't think Houston's got it. They looked like shit this week and lost. I mean, it's. The Big 12
Baylor,
isn't that
I don't
good.
Know about Baylor.
I got Baylor winning a game, I think.
I got Grand Canyon to make some noise. I think I got to beat in Alabama because they got the kid. They got Tyson Graham Foster from Kansas, and they got a couple other kids that transferred in from there. And they're
I got New Mexico beating Clemson thinking. And Baylor. I think they're just a better team than Clemson.
Yeah, I like New Mexico actually too because that's where. I think, what's his name? Eddie House's son is?
Yeah.
Eddie House's son there, and then I put it down here.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a lot of...
Jamal Mashburn's son's also on the team. Mashburn. And Rick Pitino's son coaches the team.
Have not heard
so that. That's kind of... I that's why I picked them, too, because I'm like, I just think that's cool. I think, you know, having all that.
Yeah.
My final and four is wacky, yeah. Dude.
I got Long Beach State. Did you guys hear what happened to the coach?
No.
Where's 15th seed? They're playing in Arizona. Dude, he got fired midseason. He won the conference tournament, so he's still... Like coaching, like
yeah,
he's yeah, like they fired him mid-season, but they're like, go ahead and finish this year. He ended up like winning, like
what the fuck?
Yeah, they're 21-14, so it started the year really bad.
Hey,
but they're there, so it's almost part of like what if they upset? Like that's crazy ass story.
Zona's been at the top in the top 10 all year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty sure.
I'm surprised Zona got a 2 seed.
Strength of schedule. I feel like they played a lot of good teams this year.
They're what, Big 12?
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of wacky teams, bro.
That DJ Burns guy from NC State that went off like
yeah.
for the ACC tournament.
Yeah, I got them winning a couple games because they're hot right now.
Who?
Yeah, dude.
NC State.
When you win a when you
yes, obviously are it's
ranked
state.
Really
yeah.
in your own goddamn tournament in your own conference tournament and you get hot and you come out and win. The whole thing, and they beat North Carolina's ass.
Yeah,
they did.
Like it was a bad matchup for North Carolina. You come out flat, and you're relying on RJ Davis. Like it's just gonna be tough.
Utah State. I have them beating TC.
I don't know, dude. I'm just telling you. There's something about U of I.
I think Texas Tech has already beat Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, and BYU.
Yeah, I got BYU losing pretty early too. I don't ever pick. I don't ever pick Mormons to win anything. I just feel like that's not you know.
I think on the app it was pretty cool because you could look up.
That's awesome. That's a great statement. I think Illinois' first round game is tougher than their second round game. To be honest with you, I think BYU matches up fucking great with us because they want to get out and fucking push the ball and shit. They don't play no defense.
Yeah, but that's bad because Illinois can score in bunches, bro.
It's just tough because
Morehead State.
It's just tough because if Illinois who they're playing, like who doesn't like Morehead?
I know,
but, you know. So it's just like everyone's gonna be rooting for that.
Yeah, I saw someone pick them to win. Huh?
That's always I think funny because it's Morehead, you know, yeah. Morehead. Like who? Like yeah, who doesn't want Morehead?
How's Northwestern? I got them beating Florida Atlantic.
No. Them too.
But isn't Florida Atlantic?
They lost Ty
all year.
They lost Ty Berry.
And Ty Berry, yep.
They beat Purdue, Illinois, and Michigan State.
Yeah.
They're top three in 3-point shooting.
Like I said,
this is the thing because I like Bo Bowie. That guy's
Bo,
like,
yeah, Bo Bowie.
Bo Bowie, yeah.
Yeah, Bo Bowie. He's a dog.
19.2 points per game.
He's what?
He's 19.2 points per game. Yeah. Brooks Barnes.
He made it number 14.6,
14.6, and
he
Ryan
made,
Lambert.
First team, all Big Ten.
Yeah, but he's 44.3 3-point shooting.
Yeah, he's a dog.
He's one of the worst in rebounding, though.
He's the best Big Ten.
FAU had a run last year, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still have that center.
They're pretty good.
Just 1 foot out the door. They know he's leaving next year, so it's just like.
Where is he going to go? Big run. School?
I forgot where they said he was rumored to go.
I mean, there's a lot of people that you could probably go to. I mean, fucking.
I think Louisville was something.
Calipari's out the door.
Damn, at Kentucky?
Yeah. If they lose again, if they don't make a Sweet 16, I think they're going to probably tell him. Like,
who the fuck's going to take Kentucky leave. Job? Wow.
Like Purdue. If Purdue gets upset again, if they don't make it out of the first weekend, like that coach might be like, hey, man, it's not working.
What is that Montana Grambling game? Is that today?
It's probably tomorrow. It's probably tomorrow. I think they have 2 playing games today and 2 playing games tomorrow, and then the tournament starts Wednesday.
What's the other playing game? Boise State versus Colorado.
Yeah.
That's new, right, for just this year?
What?
Playoff game, play-in games on each part of the bracket?
No, they had it for a while.
But each bracket, though, I thought it was always just one or one on each side.
I think they had, maybe it was just two before, but I think they added an extra 2
games. I like it. Fuck it. Why not?
Give I think me it more. Was 2 playing games. Dude, like back in the day, it was no playing games.
Yeah, honestly. No, it was just whoever was in.
And then now they're like, well, at large, you know, if it's a conference.
I like it.
Because sometimes it's even, you know. Yeah, just if you have similar, you know, if you're a Power 5 and you're kind of at the edge, and you're like, well, fuck it, just play each other and see. So, like, if Virginia, if they lose this game, do you consider this a tournament appearance?
No, they're not.
They're not, right? Because they didn't make it. No. They didn't qualify. Yeah. There's people who say, like, this is a playoff, like, it's a tournament appearance. I'm like, right. No, I don't. No, you this is for the right to play. Yeah, Virginia.
How do you only have 16 points? How is the other team just not completely blowing them out?
Virginia was bad this year, too.
Like, what's going on? How is this a real game right now? Is this why it's on True TV?
All these ones are on there.
No, it's so weird how they're on that now.
Is this part of that Ted Turner?
Just comes out after Impractical Jokers and shit.
Yeah, that's what it is. I want to have something like that happen to me so bad.
Who's your favorite character? If you had to pick one guy.
Probably. His name Joe. Like, he's probably my favorite.
Larry, that guy.
And then. I like Sal, too, because he's a big wrestling guy.
Yeah.
I like Sal.
It's pretty dancing shit.
Someone told me one time at, what was that, Mackie and the Nieces? And someone's like, dude, you look like Sal from Impractical Jokers.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
they
yeah.
said about their brother.
I was like, what?
Yeah, he looks more like him than.
Yeah, it's probably the same guy, maybe. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, do you watch that show? I'm like, yeah, I know what it is. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, don't know. Don't, like, you know, I'm like, oh, cool. And I'm that's like, I don't think so. Jessica's like, who's that? And I showed her, and he's like, do you think he looks at like, I was like, I don't know. Maybe just he saw me at a certain angle, and he's just like, I don't know. I was like,
that's fucked up. That guy was drunk.
Yeah, something. No, he was like a young kid, though. So I was like surprised. Like, what the fuck? Like, maybe just trying to be funny.
Wasted, bro?
Yeah.
I like the logo they did this year for the Final Four and the Phoenix logo.
Yeah, that's where it's at. The
Arizona logo.
Phoenix. That's cool.
So sick, dude.
That is cool. That with the little pattern on the outside.
Fuck yeah! It's like the 3D. Old All-Star Phoenix jerseys, the old All-Star NBA jerseys that were out there when they did that. Teal one they used or whatever. All right, I'm gonna say something too while we're on the NBA for a quick second.
We're not on the NBA. We're talking about college.
Well, just one second. You're right about Wembe. He's a dog, dude. Crazy, bro.
It took you this long. No, you said that a couple weeks ago that he was.
But it's now the more you watch him, you're like,
dude, and the Spurs suck. You. Like, the surrounding people.
Yeah.
It's like Connor Bedard.
But you watch that guy, and it's weird because, like, you think you've never seen certain things.
No one around him, dude.
Like, you think you've seen...
Big-ass melon,
dude. You've seen whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's just this guy, and it's like...
And he does wild shit,
bro. He'll make a video game look kind of weird.
He'll be crazy in 2K.
Weird. And it's like,
dude. He's just... I don't know if there'll be more like him, though. That's the thing. Like, this is not...
He's a brother.
It is kind of different.
He has a brother?
Yeah, I guess so. I think he has a brother that's like 10, like 11 or 12, like... Tearing up
because when you watch this dude,
they have another one
close in on blocks and shit, and you're like, wait till he's bigger and stronger. That's the thing that I'm like, damn, I'm not even worried about the offense. Like, your defense is I didn't think he was gonna be able to play defense against the NBA.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, just, but the length really does.
Oh yeah, it's just
the way he moves. Like,
he is
swift.
It's
like nimble.
It's like an instant double team.
He's nimble. Yeah, that's a good way to say. Yeah, it is.
He's laying.
It's like an instant double.
8 feet wide. So
right.
You can't get
so
around.
It's like you can't go.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Wingspan
like,
ridiculous.
I can contest a shot from a free throw, so it's like you're not going to shoot anymore.
But I hope everyone else is aware of how good Anthony Edwards is right now. I don't think people are giving that dude just yet. Like, in my opinion, what's that smoke or what's that show with they were talking about him like. We've said it on here a lot how good he is, but those two dudes that have like played with lots of players and like in badass genres of the NBA, he's the next best American basketball player you're gonna see for 20 seasons.
Who?
Anthony Edwards, American born. He's like 24.
22. He's younger because like Tatum's 25 right now.
Yeah, and Tatum's a badass.
Yeah, which is crazy to think because I'm like, damn it, this dude's he's younger than Tatum, and he's like, dude, he's might be probably gonna eclipse him. I think so. Like, Tatum was supposed to be the next
American,
and he is good. But I'm just saying, the Anthony Edwards, I think, is on a trajectory more, and might even be.
Wasn't the record pretty good?
Timberwolves? Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're gonna be one seed, but they've kind of been around.
They're gonna be good for a couple seasons, bro. If they keep that core there, they'll be fine. They'd be dumb to leave those because they're at the right age to win one. Maybe.
You see a superstar surround himself with them and shit.
Well, I think with Anthony Edwards he's kind of got that look in a different style of game, but like Curry's got that look where you're like, oh yeah, give me the ball at the end of the game, I'm gonna win it. Mm-hmm. Like if it's down to it, like there's times where you watch LeBron and you're like, yeah, you don't really have that.
Right.
That sometimes killer instinct. That Jimmy Butler style-esque instinct of like, I might not be the best, but I'm going to try to take over the game.
Yeah, I'm competitive.
But
I'm
Anthony Edwards is what we wish Jimmy Butler would have been. Because he can play defense.
Would you say he's like a stronger Kawhi kind of? Or better shooter probably?
I think Kawhi Leonard is the most untapped NBA player we've ever seen.
His injuries and shit?
No, I just think he just doesn't play to his full potential.
Really?
Yeah. This year, this year he has
he's
to
been
be
going
year.
Off. This year, yeah. I know because he's been healthy.
And it has to be this year that he.
But if he does win another one on a third team, like come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's plausible
because
that
it just sucks because like the stuff that we're saying about Anthony Edwards now is what we were saying when Kawhi won that one at Toronto. Yeah. We're like, oh, he has an instinct.
But I don't think
Kawhi's
even.
He won that by himself.
I think Kawhi already is in that world. He's just kind of like how Tim Duncan was, where you're just like. I can't say you're the best player in the world. You're just not, but you're like top five in the world at the time. That's how I feel about Kawhi. But you look at Anthony Edwards and you're like, you're a dog, dude.
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck.
He dislocated his finger.
Yeah, because he fucking caught it too hard. But like, it's the attitude for that dude. Like, there's no scaredness in him. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, that's the Jordan look he gives you.
I haven't seen that since John Morant, but John Morant didn't have the mental he didn't want to be a fucking.
Nah, the problem with John Morant is John Morant didn't grow up hood and wanted to be hood. And then he got some money and turned gangster, and I watched something about that, and it was like just a little 5-minute video, and it was like, what is up with NBA players that grow up privileged because their dads were hoopers and they got money and then now they go around and get some money and now they're gangster and you're like, what the hell is wrong with these motherfuckers?
Well, that's what I think, it was Michael Irvin that said it too. He's like, my son grew up in a gated community and now he wants to act all gangster shit out here be rapping.
True.
He's like,
true.
I was like, damn, you called them out. Like,
yeah, because they were from the hood and got out of there and put their kids in a position.
Yeah.
That's why I like Deion Sanders so much. I don't care what anyone says. That dude holds his kids accounted for and his team to the right standard.
He's a good coach. Yeah,
he
coaches them all around.
It.
He does.
Colorado
State. Yeah, he's better than like.
Sure, Sanders might be a number one pick.
No way. They got to have a crazy season for him to be a number one pick.
Travis Hunter might be.
Who's going to be?
Travis Hunter
might be top
five.
Travis Hunter could be top five, possibly.
Too small.
Oh, 100%.
I think he could be, but he's not going to do shit. He's too small. He's like my size, bro.
No.
But skinnier.
He's 5'11".
Yeah, I'm 5'10", and I probably weigh 30 pounds more than him. I think they built him at 170.
Yeah,
a lot of these cornerbacks in the 5'11".
Yeah,
man,
but he
know?
Can't play quarterback.
But he can
He can't
can
play
jump
quarterback.
Over
safety?
You and a half of you.
No. That dude's a returner. He's too small. Look at how big Jalen Johnson is compared to that dude. Look how big. You think Hunter can guard Keenan Allen?
No, but he's also how many years younger, you know?
I'm just saying, though,
like
size-wise, Hunter's just not big enough. There's a reason why he went to Jackson State and still is going to Colorado. Yeah, he's jumped on Deion's back, but if he was big enough and bad enough, you know the schools you're going to.
Right.
That's real in college football. You know that. Even Texas.
Right.
Like, there's dudes that are big. I think he's awesome.
Yeah, like Alabama cornerback.
And I like Colorado. I'd love to see them be good, but I don't think those guys are good enough to be that good.
Take a while.
Yeah, Shador's good, but
he'll keep recruiting. He'll be the kid.
Yes.
He'll do good. It's just
he'll win a championship.
He is
at
a good.
A
he also he is a good. He's a good coach.
He'll go to Florida State.
they let him in.
Isn't that where he played?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no. I can't wait for that 12-team shit.
Yeah. Yeah. They, awesome. I mean, if they want to win, they got.
Ohio State's gonna win next year.
Oh, did he go? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, they're gonna be good.
Who?
I'm telling you right now, the best team in the Big Ten next year is Penn State, and we're all gonna be pissed because they're gonna run the fuck all over everybody.
Ohio State will kill.
No. Drew Aller is gonna be in the Heisman candidacy right away. He's 6'4", 6'5".
Gonna be Oregon.
Throws it. They're going to be good. I think Oregon is going to be real good, but it depends on what side of that Big Ten they end up on.
I think it's going to be Texas.
Texas is going to be really good. Yeah, they're odds on favorite to be in the top five.
Ohio State is getting, they have the number one tight end. They have the number one receiver coming in. So I think they have the number one fucking recruiting.
Ohio State's going to be good, but I don't think they're going to be the best.
Best draft class or recruiting class.
I think Penn State's going to be a very hard team to beat.
Like, they're always okay.
They're just, yeah, that's what I say. They always come up short. They do, yeah.
Next year's the year. To Michigan.
They have to, because that's another thing.
Michigan ain't going
to
be shit. They lost half.
That's another thing. James Franklin, he always beats up on the small teams, but he can never beat Ohio State, Michigan, so he needs to, yeah.
Because I think Drew Aller is a legit
top NFL. Who do you think is the top next quarterbacks?
I think Shadur's in there. I think Ewers, in my opinion, is your odd end favorite to maybe win the Heisman if they have a killer year.
So he's the best quarterback?
Ewers is good, dude. He's a gamer.
I just don't see
what about Carson Beck?
Eye popping plays. You know what Georgia. I mean? Like, people that win the Heisman, you know, they're jaw dropping plays. Like, they're fucking. It's a fucking
dual. Yeah, but Ewers could have 5,000 yards and be undefeated going into the playoff. And then you're looking at
it
like, holy shit.
They still might get Shador Sanders that has two losses.
He won't. They're going to have way more losses. They're going to have way more losses. They're not. They're small.
I know. I'm just saying.
They're going to what, the Big 12 now, right?
Yeah, but they're small. You know what I'm saying? And the Big 12, yeah, isn't like always the best, but you're talking like big-ass teams. Nebraska's huge.
Wait, is Texas going to the SEC?
Yeah, they're going.
Or is Oklahoma going to the SEC? Or both of them?
Both of them were, but it's not this year, is it? Ooh. I think it's one more
Texas
year.
Texas or Oklahoma, aren't they going to the SEC? Which one is it?
I thought they're both.
Also, they are both.
But it's
going?
Not this year, isn't it? Isn't it the next season?
Yeah.
They got one more
UCLA,
year.
UCLA, Washington, Oregon are coming in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Chile, Washington,
Oregon. And where is USC going?
The Big Ten, also.
The Big Ten, too, right? Those are the ones that are moving this year. And then.
Yeah, like six from the Pac-12, and then two of them are going to the Mountain West, four of them Mountain West, and then the two, the Oregon State, and one other score, like, still Pac-12 owners. They're.
They're like.
Well, they own the rights to it now because they're like, well, we are the only two teams left, so we own the rights to it. And then everyone's like. The left is like, no, well, we still want rights to it. They're like, hey, you're out of the conference. Why would you have? So they're having like a big fight. But I mean, I don't blame them. Like,
because then they'll just bring in other teams.
Yeah. Why not? It's gonna be three major.
Or they'll just play like
SEC, Big Ten, and it's gonna be a fucking ACC.
Yeah, it's gonna be Power Four. Yeah. No, the Pac-12.
The Big 12 will be okay.
It'll be Power Four.
Yeah. Well, the Big Ten's gonna have 20 teams.
Yeah.
Is it like 18 teams next year?
Well, didn't they say like the.
Didn't we need say to call it the Big 20.
Didn't they say, like, I think, isn't it the Big 10 is going to have three teams, SEC is going to have three teams, Big 12 is going to have two automatic, and I think.
Oh, yeah, for the.
Like, for SEC is going to have two, because, like,
they
the
should.
Big 10.
I like that.
Which makes sense, do. Automatic, and then it's tough for that. But, like, obviously you can't really put the non-power four conferences because those teams always get washed.
Yeah. What's the dude going to Ohio State? Ellington or something?
Ellington, yeah.
From Kansas State?
Yeah. I forgot they got that quarterback.
He's like 25 years old.
He's good, though.
Did you see that dude playing for Howard that was older than Jason Tatum?
On there? Yeah.
That game? But he played six seasons, but this guy played eight seasons in college basketball.
He transferred out. He went to Brown.
Harvard, Ivy League school.
He got like hurt twice or something.
Yeah, and then another hurt, pretty Alabama.
And then he sat out a year, and then he
and
came
then
back and played.
Super senior year.
Yeah, and then he's like back. He's a redshirt year.
We're all done with all the COVID years of like.
He's like, dude,
finally.
I'm not trying to go to league. Like, I love college.
Yeah.
Like at that point, do you just like finish all your classes
Yeah, you got a sick ass degree, dude. That dude's got probably a double degree.
Even that, you could just be part time and take a 4-year degree and take 6 years.
That dude's probably married and has a double degree by now. Living life, dude. That's the slickest. And
open up a car dealership there or a bar, like in the area. Just
work at the school.
Like they always said, those people just open up a business around there, you'll be fine. Yeah. Like Mac Jones, your age didn't work out for you in Boston.
I think he landed in a great spot.
He's just looking.
I think Mac Jones landed in a great spot.
Oh yeah,
good for him. But
I think Mac Jones.
He's a fucking dick. He's a dirty ass player too.
Yeah, I know. But he landed in a great spot. You're a backup to a guy that has more on his shoulders than you did. If you come in and win a game as a backup or two when he's hurt, you're doing your job.
Someone's saying that he's a cuck because he's from Jacksonville area and someone else is a starting quarterback there. So it's just like he's going back to his hometown, but it's like. Everyone knows you suck ass. I think Fields landed in a great spot.
He's the one that's, like
I said, I think he's going to start by week 7.
Yeah. I wouldn't go that far. I would say here's my
depends. If he goes 0-4, Russ goes 0-4.
They're not going to go 0-4 because I think the Steelers were a quarterback away from being the best team in that
division. They got Patrick Queen. That's a really good pickup.
Yeah, they're better than the Browns.
Yeah, but they lost what Johnson.
They didn't lose too much.
They'll draft a receiver this year. There's a lot of receivers. The Steelers always draft good receivers.
Yeah.
That's one thing that they scout. They found them really good. That's like, I just find another one in the fourth round.
Here's my outlook on the Steeler Nation.
That DNs.
Right? Yeah. I think Russ will get them to the playoffs. They'll lose, and people will be like, we got Fields. Let's let Russ go. He wants too much money. He'll want some stupid-ass contract.
Well, no, he's still under contract with the Broncos.
For how long?
For 2 years.
Yeah, but he only has 1 year with them. He's only signed a 1 year deal. Yeah,
vet minimum again.
Is that what his thing is? Is it only – I thought it's 2 years.
This year's a 1 year vet minimum. No, I'm saying that you can re-sign
him. No, but he's on the Broncos still salary cap for 2 years this year and next year? Man, what a slick son of a bitch, dude. Sierra Fandangled that deal so good for him.
The Broncos are stupid.
Or
is it just 1 year?
I thought it was. I think it's one year. I thought it was his last year. Look it up.
I read this thing and it's down. Like, dude, like.
I think he's going to do good.
This game's over.
They know how to treat quarterbacks and shit.
Listen, if you're a Steelers fan, you're extremely fucking happy that you went from a quarterback room of Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, and Trubisky to a Super Bowl winning quarterback and a top 10 quarterback.
No, he's not top 10.
No, a top 10 draft pick. Like, he's better than either of those three guys.
Who?
Justin Fields is better than Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and fucking Mason Rudolph combined.
I don't know about combined.
Not combined, maybe, but.
Who's better? You'd pick any of those guys?
No.
Let's be real. So
he's a combined. I'm like, that's a lot.
I don't know if I'm picking him over Russell.
That's what I'm saying. That's fine. But listen, I wouldn't start Fields over Russ either. That's not what I'm saying at all.
I'm not either.
I would see what Russ does, but if he does suck, your backup option is not bad, dude.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's good that they
dude, he's I think anyone luck out with that, brother. I think
it's a better transition from Russ to Fields rather than Fields to Russ. You know,
Sense. Yeah, because the problem that's going to happen with Russ is he'll play okay unless they are ready to go and he just does rejuvenate and have this kick-ass season, which is totally possible there because it is the Steelers.
They
might win a lot of games based off of winning by only a little. If they score one more touchdown in like 6 of their games, they're in the game or winning the game.
Well, Fields starts unless
it's the same with the Bears.
Fields goes out in training camp and shows that he's fucking baller. He would have to show that he's a better passer.
I'm not thinking runner. He's gonna start.
So he's do $39 million this year and then $37 million next year.
Okay, so he's on it for 2 years. Yeah. So maybe someone else says,
and he's on a year for the Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, 1 year, $1 million. And like it's a vet, minimum. So yeah, I mean it's gonna be interesting. Their defense has got better. Like I said, I think they got that cornerback, which is what they needed too. Someone opposite of Joey Porter Jr. What they got from Deontay Johnson. Yeah. I was talking to Rick about this and breaking down. I mean, I think they're positive outlook. I mean, you got two quarterbacks for $1 million and. $3 million, I think Fields is due this year. So it's just like, that's pretty good money. You put it everywhere else.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There's still talk that they might do some trades. I've seen that supposedly they might be trading for fucking Justin Jefferson. I think the Vikings want 2 firsts. Yeah, we're like, we can give this year's first, fuck it, because, you know, get next year's first.
Well, so they want to do that for you first?
I would
do it. I think, yeah. No, I think the Vikings offered them, or the Bengals offered T. Higgins and two firsts.
If you're the Vikings, if you're a Minnesota fan, are you doing that?
I think, yeah, you would, because Justin Jefferson probably wants to leave.
He wants to leave.
Yeah.
Especially now. Who do they got?
Where does he want to go, you think?
Anywhere?
Jefferson?
Well, I mean, to the Bengals, wants to go to the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think he'll go to the Bengals. Link up with Burrow and Chase again?
Oh, my fuck.
You get the LSU team all over again?
If he ends up...
And they just got two new tackles there? Big motherfucker.
That's what they needed. That division's tough.
You know what? I'll go.
The Steelers are good, but also the Bengals got better because they got those two tackles. Like, well,
6'8" each side.
Right.
Yeah.
Each tackle's 6'8".
Who's that other fucking running or wide receiver for Bengals?
Chase? Higgins?
Higgins.
Yeah.
If he could just be like...
Doesn't he want to leave, though?
Yeah.
He wants to leave, and it's like, that's...
Where if you're placing with Jefferson, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's 18
Higgins to the fucking... Steelers?
Well, that's the thing where, like, if he stays this year and you have all this money, let's just say the Bears kid now and just decide to let him walk, then you can fucking spend for
If Joe Burrow has so much money, I can see him just being like, I'll take fucking...
No, he ain't taking no pay cut.
Just to get fucking...
Burrow ain't taking no...
I think to take Justin Jefferson, he might. Maybe. For him, I think he would. Yeah, I think he would. Yeah. But it's almost a thing where, like, it's like you said, people aren't really going to be paying quarterbacks. And also, like, quarterback had to see all these guys grew up watching Tom Brady. And I think everyone's smart enough to know Tom Brady was great because he wasn't the highest paid.
Right.
It's almost like, hey, I don't want a top dollar.
It's
but
almost
like
you got to transition
you know,
a good quarterback. And you almost like have all to these just. Teams, like the Packers, they transition quarterbacks. And it's like every team that you
see. Yeah, but the
thing. Like the Falcons, they're a disaster. What did they do after Matt Ryan? Like what did
the
what did the Colts do after Peyton Manning left? Like,
drafted a bomb ass quarterback and then fucked it up.
Yeah, like you have to
fuck that up.
You gotta have a real team.
You have to transition your quarterbacks, and I feel like the Packers just they do it in a better way than other franchises.
Well, their teams are better.
They are.
They keep a solid team around them. Even
but
they
also it's good for them to always just stay the back. You know, like a backup for 2 years. So.
Right.
And it's like, lucky as fuck. I don't care what
but
anyone
that's,
says.
But you, I mean, yeah, you could say
the
but,
same guy didn't draft Brett Favre that drafted Rodgers, right?
No, but what about Jordan Love? He sat for a couple
years. The same guy that drafted Rodgers drafted
Caleb
Love?
No.
So, let's also... And Caleb Love is a pretty good quarterback, but...
Same owner, though.
We'll
same
see owner. This year what... It could... Bro, our division could be wild.
I think so. I hate to say it, but the Packers are pretty good.
Yeah, no,
they're,
I know
they're the
are.
Youngest team. They
yeah,
have
but,
11
but
draft picks this year.
We got really good.
Yeah, I think that too.
Two people from
and the Lions are also really good.
Yeah,
they won
but
the,
we
they
got
won the division.
We got more talented and more athletes on both sides of the balls than both of those teams.
I think so too, but still, we have to see.
Yeah. I think Bears will be 11 wins next season, and there will be two NFC teams going to the playoffs.
Two NFC North teams? Yeah, yep. I think so for sure. I'm saying 9 just because I think 10. I just don't want to get 10.
Oh,
you know?
I think the
draft is still coming, so
listen,
we never know.
If we get we're going to get Williams. We already know this now.
Yeah.
And that's great. Out of all of the quarterbacks in it, I would take him. There's no doubt in my mind. It's over. I complained. I'm glad Fields went there. Whatever. But you add Keenan Allen and Swift to this offense, and you're talking about a high-powered offense, dude. Right. This has more offensive capability than any Bears teams we've ever seen.
Ever. And Jared Everett. He's
I know,
great,
but that's the fucking fifth option.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. Like,
that's
you have
Caleb
options
Williams, and then Caleb Williams, I'm just like, this is the best fucking scenario for
he'll
anyone.
Ever be. Yeah.
Ever be.
You know what
I mean?
I hope he appreciates that.
No, he does. Yeah. And he's came out directly inside where all the media is skewed, and he said that. When he's talking about the greats like Walter Payton and being like that, he's like, I want to be like
that.
You
want
to
be more,
He's like, I want to be where I'm wanted. Like Chicago has a great franchise. They have great
fans. You better fucking do it, dude.
Yeah, he fucking
because said. Now, if you can't with this team.
Did you see what RG3 said?
If any team.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I was like, what a dominated. Fucking idiot, dude.
You should have heard
RG3 is garbage. I'll show you. Let's get over the fact he was the.
Oh, he's funny, but it's just.
Yeah, no, but.
It was very clickbaity. Oh, yeah, this guy transferred back. He just transferred from Alabama, Caden Proctor. And then he decided to actually transfer back. I guess he was spring breaking with them. So, yeah, this is funny, too. I got this one.
Is there anything that you agree? agree with that RG3 said. I know you've been very outspoken. This is a great place for Caleb Williams to come to. But is there anything in there like,
That shit looks too crazy. I don't know if I can watch that yet.
What? The Bray Wyatt thing?
Yeah, that shit gave me goosebumps.
Bray Wyatt's crazy, dude.
Good. Ultimate good. But it's a bad spot for a quarterback.
I get what he's saying.
You saw it though?
I no, but I get what RG3's saying.
He said that he just do pull in Eli Manning and not get drafted by the Bears.
No, I think that's dumb. Yeah,
that's what he said. That's what he's saying.
But I get what he's saying though.
Can I trade Justin?
Turn it down. Turn it down.
You don't like to be talked over?
I think what he's inevitably trying to say is that your expectations now with the Bears team is more than ever you could have ever imagined. Because he's saying that Caleb Williams shouldn't go there and should walk away from what is going to happen there because
he said he should go to Washington instead.
To Washington, yeah. No, to the Commanders. That's a way. This guy's. Why? I get what he's saying. He's a complete fucking retard. No, I know. Yeah. I know. But I get how some people could be saying, like...
When he complimented the players that are on the Bears...
I guess it has been big.
This is the only thing he said that you say.
He
that
is right. Good. Cole Kmet, good.
That was funny.
So, that's what he says, though.
Quarterback for some reason. Now, that was a horrible opinion by RG3.
I get what he's trying to say. It's because he's looking at it like, what if you do go there and you have all this around you and you don't succeed, it'll ruin your career.
I don't know what he's trying to take, but I do get that. I do understand that.
Like, if you go there and you can't succeed, now what is it?
Oh, did you see this?
Because now you got this mega pressure on this dude because you've combined a giant conglomerate of Pro Bowl players on your team.
Kent State went up by one. This player fouled. They had no fouls to give, sending Akron to the free throw line.
Oh, what an idiot. 4 seconds left, dude.
Look, it's fucking good.
No way.
And just like that, Akron went to the championship to March Madness, and Kent State didn't make it this year.
Oh, you're they hate you forever, dude.
Yeah, it sucks.
Hate you forever. Yeah, he is. But
he posted this today.
I can see a.
It says cracker of the day.
I could
see. Is he making fun of him?
He said cracker of the day because that's what AB's been posting, like cracker of the day. And then Caleb Williams posted him laughing. And then AB all love champ, obviously, after he sees him respond.
I could see people questioning if it's a good choice to go there because
no.
If the Bears aren't good and have all this firepower and this defense we have and signed all these guys.
Yeah.
And we don't play good, and you're there in this shitstorm of the Bears organization that we've dealt with for the last fucking 20 years.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you're fucked. So I could see how someone would say, don't go to it because of what it turns into. Yeah, he's nuts, dude.
Shit. That was in 4 games. I wasn't there.
But I think the way that the Bears have pieced together the team, like, you have to legitimately... Yeah, I know.
The jerseys.
You have to legitimately think that there's no way that we can't do this good. Like, Keenan Allen is a beast, bro. You could go back... It don't matter. He's 32 or 33. 31, that ain't he turned 32, old.
But yeah.
That's perfect for right his here, role.
Third and fourth down. 30, yeah. He's, like, one of the best... He's one of the best against zone, and DJ Moore's one of the best against man coverage. So it's like exactly what you need. You
think
one of
about
these.
It, dude.
That's nuts.
You're going to have a guy that was covered all the time last year that is open now.
Is the top receiver for like the recent number one quarterbacks? Like Bryce Young had Adam Thielen and Mingo. Trevor Lawrence had Marvin Jones and Chenault. Burrow had T. Higgins and Boyd. Kyler Fitzgerald and Kirk. Jarvis
Landry, yeah, I know, and that's crazy.
And Caleb might have Keenan Allen and J.J. Moore.
That's insane, bro. It's insane. Keenan Allen is the biggest trade of all. This is the Bears getting that for what we got was the biggest trade in all the free agency, in my opinion. Yeah.
What? Sorry.
I think that trade of us getting Keenan Allen was the biggest thing we could have done. I think in all of football.
It was the best.
It was the best trade.
Wide receiver two you could get for sure.
He's a one.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying in their offense. Like, yeah, yeah, he's. It was easily the best.
And he's complete opposite. I saw it. We'll talk about it in a second. Hold on. Yeah. But he's the best option you could have got. He's big. He does everything DJ Moore doesn't do. He commands at least a double team over the top if you're going to do it because he can run good routes.
I'd rather have him than Mike Evans, to be honest.
Yeah, I would too.
Right there, yeah, but, almost, yeah.
Yeah, because you got a little bit younger, a couple years younger.
Yeah, and that, I just feel like he's a better, like...
I told Oliver, I said, because he's like, who's the new guy we got?
He's a better regular season wide receiver.
Yeah, dude, he's got 1,000 yards. He had 109 receptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be crazy good.
We were going to pay Darnell Mooney a bunch of fucking dumbass money to have, like, what, 20?
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. I don't think there's any other. I don't think there's any other offense that got better in skilled positions than the Bears.
I would say the Raiders. I mean, I would say...
The Raiders?
I mean, not the Raiders, but...
Who got a receiver and an all-pro running back?
Who got Saquon?
The Eagles?
They didn't sign any receivers?
Yeah. They got Saquon, though, so that's a big one.
Yeah, but, yeah, I get that, but... Like, but if the Bears got
Swift
and Everett. If you went back...
And Everett. I think Everett a lot, dude. Everett.
Yeah, no shit.
That's a perfect...
Like, that's a sleeper
tight end
one.
Right there, dude.
He's yeah, it's a sleeper.
Yeah.
And you already have Polk and May. He gets better every year.
Dude, if you pull up Swift's numbers, I bet they're on par for what Saquon's done for the last two seasons. Due to injuries
just,
and shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
Saquon,
what do you want?
The thing about Swift is he doesn't have a lot of carries. All the other guys have a lot of miles on them. So Swift's always been a committee, which is good. He had less carries. Like, you want him to be less banged up. I get the...
Dude, we have a great situation with that.
We don't have
to draft a running back.
Him and Tony Pollard went for the same amount of money that I'm like, I would rather have Swift over
Me too.
Pollard. That's just, you know... So
you don't have to pay a running. You don't even have to draft a running back this year. We don't even have to look at a running back. We got two rookie contract running backs and Swift.
I can't wait to just watch him play.
Yeah, I want to see the team. I want to see the offense.
I want to see the whole team is going to be nuts.
The defense is going to be exciting too.
Yeah, If we get Jared Verse, fucking.
And what do you guys think you do with the 9th pick?
You get Jared Verse any way you can.
If Odunze's there,
no.
Yeah.
Yes. You go get that fucking
Jared Verse.
I think you trade, or you don't trade it, but if you can...
I think trade back a little bit.
If you can get it, Jared Verse...
Get that number one O-lineman out of Notre Dame.
No, fuck that dude. He's a wimp.
No, he's good.
No, he's not.
He is good.
No, he's not.
You impressed on our sour run.
I don't like him.
He had 58 pancakes last year.
It doesn't matter. Notre Dame doesn't play anyone good, and the teams they did, they got beat.
They played...
And got beat. They beat USC. That's the only team they beat last year that was semi good at the beginning of the year. They got beat.
They beat Clemson.
Clemson didn't even. They were a 500 team.
It's all.
Hey, you play or you play.
Listen, though. We'll Joe Alt is going to be a decent player, but he's not no number 9 draft pick. He's not for us.
Yeah.
We don't need him.
No, he's not. Right? He's
not. I think
not for us.
I don't like him.
He will be top 10 for somebody, but not for us.
I like more of Mafuaga from Oregon State.
Yeah, I want someone that can move.
He can move.
We're going to be a fast
tackle and guard.
Offense,
I want tackle
dude.
And guard. You know who he reminds me of a lot? Tevin Jenkins, how he plays.
Yeah, that's what you want.
If he says help, but you need
Van Pratt,
but you
need
more guards too, because Tevin Jenkins,
healthy.
Like
you need Van Pran.
Who knows if he's going to stay healthy? Tevin Jenkins, when he's healthy,
he had a bad ankle, right?
He's fucking bad at it. Yeah. Like he's, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you
for sure.
I agree with you. But you did shore up the offensive guard spot. Yeah, you got a backup and you got a center.
They won't now.
So
but
now you need to draft a center.
What if you get like a Roman Dunze?
No, something. You don't need him.
Why not?
Because he's your third option. Now who you're gonna take the ball out of Keenan Allen's hand?
No, you're just gonna put the ball in fucking Roman Dunze.
No, that's not who you pick right now. You don't need to.
You don't need to. But if we're doing
you could get. I'll take Brendan Rice from USC down in the list.
Yeah,
that,
I think so.
Was that your?
Yeah.
I liked your fucking thing. Was like, holy crap, dude.
Yeah.
That might be the best outcome because it puts a spot on everyone.
Yeah.
Verse at 9, or you even got him at 13 that he went back all the way to that. But I don't think he'll last because someone's going to be like, fuck, dude, he's the same dude as Will Anderson.
We almost got Chase Young.
We don't want his ass either. You want Jared
Verse. You have the cast space where it's like, imagine Jared Verse rotating in with Chase Young.
No, because then you're taking...
Yes, I do
get what I'm saying?
I do get
you're taking away guys that need... The Bears don't need your – you keep your good guys on the field.
Yes.
That's why teams do. Win.
Yeah.
We're at but a spot right now. Depth too. You do got depth already.
Yeah.
You can get a backup receiver, Hopkins, Brendan Rice. There's dudes down at the bottom in the third, fourth, fifth There's round. There's
like 20 receivers going to be drafted in the first four
rounds. Exactly. Yeah. And those guys are still big guys that can learn.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of guys.
Dude. Tyler Scott's gonna be a good number three. They got a new wide receiver
coach. I like Chris Beattie. I looked into him. I like him.
Where's the word of the
game? DJ Moore's receiver coach.
Yeah, he was good.
The receiver coach at Pittsburgh. It made Jordan Addison transfer out to USC. He was like a Chargers receiver coach with Keenan Allen. He's
been a receiver
and
with coach.
Mike Williams. And Mike Williams, when he's healthy, he's a hell of a receiver. Yes. But like,
yeah. He's going to the Jets.
I saw that guy and I'm like, okay, I see a lot of these receivers that hurt him a lot. And I'm like, they got a good coach. They have Thomas Brown as like, they got a good offensive coordinator and I like they got a good coaches around them.
And all the coaches that have been offensive
coordinators. Coordinators, other places. Thomas Brown was offensive coordinator at the Panthers.
Coaching those positions.
He was there, yeah. So it's just like, that's good. I like that they have a lot of good developing these good guys.
I'm telling you, your fucking mock draft.
No, I think those places ahead of.
Well, I think whatever.
Yeah.
Let me look.
Anyways, go ahead. Go off.
Drafting Keenan Allen at 13, would be ideal to drop down. Jared Verse. I don't think you're going to be able to do that, though, because someone's going to get hot for him.
Yeah.
He's going to get talked about, and they're going to keep comparing him to Will Anderson, Defensive Rookie of the Year. You want that guy. You want Sweat to get out.
No, I drafted Jalen McMillan.
Oh, McMillan from Washington. Yeah, he's a badass.
75, which I'm like a third round.
Yeah, fucking perfect. I'll take that guy.
Center from West Virginia. That's the one I drafted.
Pran?
No, it was Zach Frazier from West Virginia.
Either center. I just give you a center somewhere. I like him a lot.
Four-year... starter at center.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he was a four-time state champion at wrestling, which is like perfect. When centers are good at wrestling, they're good at hands, they're quick. Like, it works out perfect. That I'm like,
give me a backup center.
Or Van Pran. I like Van Pran from Georgia too. The top three centers are really good. Yeah, if they trade back and Jerry Verse is gone,
the only way you trade back.
I wouldn't be upset if they drafted
if Jerry Verse is gone, you trade back. If he's there,
I think you trade back either way. Because Poles like to trade back. He's gonna trade back.
I know, but right. I think
Jared Verse a lot, but Jared Verse like his only downside is he's old. Like he's 24 by the start of the NFL year. It's like and then when his second contract's up, it's like are you gonna even re-sign him?
He's healthy though.
Yeah.
No, we don't need another tackle.
I think they're good with the tackles right
We're
now.
We're good with tackles. Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright
I
could
think
be
like Braxton. Darnell Wright's good.
Darnell guard. No, he's not. He's a great left tackle.
Great right tackle?
Tackle,
they could put
him
at left tackle, too, eventually, if they really wanted to. He played
both of them are good. You don't...
They need an edge. They need an edge more than they need another lineman.
Alt benched less reps than fucking Blake Corum or the same. I don't care how long his fucking arms are. You're supposed to be the biggest dude on the field. You're benching more than your running back. Come on. He's a wimp.
Oh, I know, but he's a dog.
Notre Dame...
And he had more reps
than? Who's... Blake Corum. Who's
Blake Corum's a dog.
I know. He's gonna land somewhere good.
Chargers. It almost makes sense that like a third rounder. It's just like, fuck it, no Eckler. We need someone here.
Yeah.
They're gonna pound the ball.
What about the Bengals?
They got the guy from Illinois. What's the Chase Brown? He was doing good last year.
Damn.
He started doing good when Joe Mixon was out there. When Joe Mixon was out that game.
Chase Brown was a Big Ten running back of the year, whatever it is. He's got the most records ever.
He catches the ball. Yeah, touchdowns. He catches the ball good, too. And that's Bill or Burrow. That's exactly what Burrow needs, too.
Yeah, remember I wanted the Bears to draft him last year. We were talking about it a lot. I'm like, pick him, fuck it. And we picked Roshan, which is fine.
The one guy I would want for the Bears that went to Illinois is that Witherspoon guy.
Come on, dude.
But see, but Tyreek Stevens is really good, too. I like him, too. I think they drafted Tyrell Smith is also a good cornerback.
How many days are we away from that?
Johnny Newton, he'll be good.
Shit, what if we can get him?
How many days are we away from
the number 9? Either. Yeah,
what if he's there at the number 9? Do we get
He'll be there at 9, but I don't think they take him.
No.
The D-tackle.
You don't like him?
You don't.
D-tackle?
He just got hurt.
Another,
he just been
I
hurt.
I want another edge guy, dude.
I think there's just some weird stuff around him or something going on that's just kind of like.
Here you go. Here's Preston.
His arms are really short, too. Yeah, even and that's the thing, too.
He here's Preston's run. Mock draft that he came up with. And he traded back to 13.
Okay. Yeah.
So he took Caleb.
And got a second rounder, 44th pick, and he took Byron Murphy, a tackle from Texas.
He's going there for that high. I feel like they don't need a D tackle.
I don't know about the...
Rotate.
I don't know about the
center. No, you said that you keep the good guys on the
field. That's the Georgia's center, dude. Big black dude.
He's good. Big, he moves quick, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to put on. Be great. He'd be great.
Yeah.
Have a good... Yeah. We're clearly getting Williams. I'm all for it now. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Because I'm all for it because of Keenan Allen. Because I legitimately having that was like, you don't have to worry about drafting.
They're actually a building top guy. For a rookie quarterback.
You actually, could if you get ballsy and something comes up.
Now you just got to expect him to be good because.
There might be someone that wants to jump up to 9. There might be someone that. Be someone. There might be someone that's in the 20th pick or something that says, I'm going to dump you with a lot of picks. Or in the top 15 that are like, we're going to give you this. I was hoping
the Broncos would want to trade up, but I think the Broncos, they don't have any second round picks.
This year. So it's got to be like, someone with something like that.
It has to be someone that has a little bit.
I don't know who traded for.
The Raiders, maybe?
Who is the 13th pick this year? Seahawks?
Nah, I think it's been. No, not Minnesota's 11th.
Minnesota, I'll look it up. But, I mean. I think right now, and this is what I was saying, why I think getting Keenan Allen is such a huge thing and getting the center from the Rams.
Yeah, it's Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's such a huge deal. Is
Raiders.
You're legitimately building a team that it doesn't matter who's in. Even if fucking goddamn what's-his-nuts, the white guy, Bajent, gets in there, all you got to do is give it to someone good.
Yeah.
Changes the game.
I see.
It's not Brett Rippin, too.
You should get a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo just to be in the quarterback room, though.
He went to the Rams.
I'd be fine with Garoppolo.
Yeah, but they got a backup already.
Who?
I got Brett Rippin. He's going to be just a backup. They need someone to be just
have a more experience, though. Like, fucking, like, well, he's Jimmy Garoppolo played playoff games and shit. Like,
yeah. I mean, but this guy played on the Rams, so he knows the Sean McVay system. He's on Seattle. So it's going to help with Shane Waldron if he's there. So that's what it's all for. That's what you need him for. Just like a nerd to be like, all right, this is how you got to run it. I think Bajent's the actual guy that they're. Cause I think they like Bajent. I think they're like, he won us 2 games last year. He's kind of electric. We put him in, fuck it, you know.
And who knows with this team? It doesn't matter, dude. Look at the goddamn team we got. It's different.
It's insane.
It's different.
What do you expect?
Adding Keenan Allen changes everything. I don't know, because I don't even want to say.
And we got to wait for the draft. I think that matters, too. Like I said.
Yeah, but I don't know what we're doing.
I like Jared Verse, but even like you can even get a Chop Robinson if you get like Ron. I like him too. From Penn
you just
State.
Need some big fucking body on the outside. That's what I want at that 9 or that second pick has got to be a with big badass
on defense.
Yes, you need more pressure.
Yeah, third down.
Dexter is gonna be a savage.
This guy's gonna be this guy right here, dude. He's like a projected. He's like a
Mizzou.
Like fourth.
Give me these huge dudes. Yeah. This is what I want. I want someone else that looks he's a good like Montez stopper. Sweat
that's
on the
saying.
Other
he's,
side.
He's like that. That he's like, hey,
give me that.
He was getting a lot of comparisons to.
You don't need a linebacker.
To Cameron Jordan from the Saints, like that, like big edge, like that. Yeah. And I'm like, that's exactly what they need. Sweat because like. You kind of want a quick guy, but I'm like, this guy just you want a run stopper too. That's exactly what the Bears build themselves on. So it's like and. He fucking still got. I think he had like 9 sacks last year.
Yeah,
from Missouri. Him getting double teamed all the time. He's the only person
6'5". Give me those dudes.
The SEC.
Give me the big. Mizzou
Big
12. Good.
Yeah.
No, SEC.
Just give me someone big right there. Whether you trade down and get a second round pick for somebody, but you can if you can get Brendan Rice, the dude that fucking.
Yeah, I like him.
Williams tossed fucking 20 of his touchdowns to last year.
I like any defensive tackle in the SEC.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that,
DND tackle from there, please give it to me, dude. Give me them all. And center lineman, give me them all. Georgia lineman, give it to me.
Yeah.
Georgia running back, like Swift, give it to me. That's what we need.
Yeah, that's what
we need. That
give
shit.
Give me Big Ten skill position, guys, and give me lineman from the SEC.
I was just saying, like, the Bears have never really drafted from colleges that have, like, that pedigree. Like, USC, they make quarterbacks. Like, they have a, you know.
I just really hope so.
It's like, you know, they never really.
I really hope we just come out and win, like, 6 straight games. And we're just like, holy fuck. I hope we're looking at each other in week 5 like, hey, dude, I'll spend $1,000 to go tailgating and fucking be eat mushrooms and be wild at a Bears game because it's going to be crazy because we need to. I wanted to get to that fandom. I want that shit.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
I want it, dude.
And you know what? This is what they want, too, because when that stadium comes,
more people are more likely to... I want it to be crazy. I want it. That's what Oliver keeps saying.
Confetti at Hallis Hall.
Oliver keeps telling me, he keeps telling me, he goes, Dad, what if, though? What if they finally do it? Because I keep telling him, like, we're never going to see them win. But now you're like...
Dad.
Does he keep up with like, the moves and stuff? Like, hey, do you tell him or like do you?
Yeah, watch he it, watches, like, but now he's cool because I can just text him. Like today, yesterday yeah, he okay. brought up. He's like, "Who's the big receiver we just got?" He's like, "I saw him catch everything, and he catches everything yeah. with his hands." He's like, yeah. "It's like there's glue on there." I said, "I message him, Keenan Allen highlights," and he watched it. Like went on YouTube and watched some shit about him, and he was like, "Whoa." I'm like, "Yeah, he was their best receiver. Him and he's, like number one, number two guy there."
He's a beast, man. Number one all the time.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. There's like, no that, I don't think we get how big of a deal that is. We do, because we're Bears fans, but, like, I don't think we really understand because we got it.
Brandon Marshall.
Because we got it so cheap, a conditional fourth round.
It was a fourth rounder, yeah.
Like,
which is what I said, like,
come on, dude.
And Justin Herbert, you're like, what
if,
the fuck?
If yeah, so that's
yeah, like, you're fucking Jesus if, Christ. Fucking yeah, what is
when,
going on?
And
here?
Then when
and Mike Jim Williams Harbaugh, is gone,
Jim Harbaugh's like, you take away my best receiver and
both of them. Mike Williams just signed with the Jets.
Mike Williams is injury prone.
Doesn't matter. He's gonna go catch 10 touchdowns with Aaron Rodgers next year.
Yeah, in 10 games
on that turf.
Don't matter. Rodgers is gonna fucking. He'll be good. He's weird. He's gonna be on hopped up on shit.
He's but also like, and if it doesn't work, if it doesn't work out with Keenan Allen, which I think it will.
It's gonna,
just
how
saying,
can
not? I'm just saying, if it doesn't,
you're still.
If he signs somewhere else, no, but I'm saying if he signs somewhere else in free agency, then the Bears get a fourth round.
Yeah, perfect.
A conditional or a compensatory fourth round pick, which is what they spent this year for him.
Perfect.
So even if for whatever reason. He fucking, it doesn't work out.
He
I think
comes here and
he
gets
says
10
he
touchdowns?
Said he wants to stay. He said he was, he said he wouldn't mind staying. He's like, I want to resign. Like, yeah, why wouldn't I want to stay somewhere?
Who
like,
said
that? Allen. They asked him in his introductory press conference. Like, oh, like he's like, well, I thought I was going to stay in the Chargers for the, you know, the rest of my career, but it happened and I'm here. And yeah, what am I extending? Like,
dude, look at what you're coming into.
They have cap like room, too. Like, this is why if you don't spend the cap space this year.
We got number one pick. We got a defense that's ball hawking. They're the 10th. We're in top 10.
They were tied for first for interceptions last year.
We get a ball rusher that can go after your quarterback. We got a fucking running back that we have Swift. That can
all pro.
We have a pass.
It's our first all pro running back since Forte. And Forte was, that was just because we had to give him the ball.
Yeah.
Did we get a new punter?
No.
That's what they need.
Maybe we won't have to punt so much.
Grab Torrey Taylor from
Iowa. Hey, we might not have to punt so much. Might not matter.
So bad last
listen,
year. I seen two of his.
I need to draft Torrey Taylor from Iowa.
At least
I don't.
Two of his punts.
Yeah, he's bad. I know. But listen,
triangle.
Let's
terrible.
Put last year's Bears season behind us, okay? Because I'm trying not to get super jazzed up because it is just. It's crazy.
Okay, now and also challenged Jalen Johnson because Jalen Johnson got the game winning swat on him, and he's like, "Don't forget, don't think that I forgot." Like,
yeah, exactly.
Me and you at practice are going to be going. I'm like, "Oh damn, that would be bad."
Dude, that's like, what I'm saying
that mini,
about
like,
this team.
That
bro.
Mini camp to see them go at it, like I'd be pissed.
I want to go to Bourbon A. I've never wanted to go to spring
no,
training.
But this might be a year where it's
dude,
like,
I've never wanted to go. I've stayed there for our football camp growing up because we went and did all that. But like
this would be a year to go.
This might be this the year, be to, go, year dude. To go, dude. Like I'm telling you, man, I'm trying really fucking hard to not.
My sister McKenna got an autograph signed by Zach Miller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really trying not to
he
go.
He was never the same since that fucking injury, and he was going off that year, too.
Yeah, go balls off. To the wall, but.
The injury was awful.
That was bad. Nasty. He never came back. I think he retired after that.
Yeah. He kept getting hurt that year, too, and he kept coming back and shit, just having great ass games.
Yeah.
He just got that. He got
I hurt. Just think we're going to be a better team than Detroit, for sure. I don't think Detroit's going to play as good next year as they are this year.
Yeah.
They'll be good. But I think everyone else is going to elevate around them, the Packers and Bears. The Vikings are going to be complete ass. We're going to see the Vikings probably win 4 to 6 games this year. Like, let's be completely
who?
Real. The Vikings.
Yeah.
Who's
who,
their quarterback?
I don't know who they're going to get.
Who's their quarterback? Who are they going to draft?
Keenan Allen also, he lines up in the slot, like, on most plays.
Yeah,
so it's
exactly
what like they
dude.
Need, opposite of more. Like.
Come on, dude. You can't get better. Look how big he is.
He's like
six, he's as tall as the lineman.
He's like 6'2", 6'3"?
Yes. It's what we needed.
Not the fastest guy, but he just knows how to find a soft spot. It's a smart receiver.
Yeah, smart. You don't have to be lightning fast when you got DJ Moore. You got to complement each other. You got Tyler Scott running go routes underneath these guys. Go ahead. He's the fastest dude on the field.
Right.
He's going to have a good year because they're going to be on him.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to open up some crazy shit. They're saying that you could see Cole Kmet be like, oh, shit. Like, Kmet, he might be a menace in the middle of the field.
You think we're a top three wide receiver core in the league?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know about top three. It's
who's better?
I don't know.
The Vikings are better?
Who has a better top two?
The Vikings, the Dolphins,
how does
the Bengals,
I think Addison and
Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson's just ridiculously that much better.
Yeah,
I think Jordan Addison's nice. I think he's good too.
But I don't think Jordan Addison's better than fucking
Keenan Allen or DJ Moore.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I'm saying, if you could take it to account, who would you want on a franchise like them because they're young?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Compared,
No, I would. There's no doubt in my mind.
But better skill too. Two wide receivers better on the team.
So the Dolphins with Tyreek and Waddle.
Okay.
Let's say the Bengals.
Okay.
I don't even think the Bengals.
Jamar Chase and Higgins?
No. Higgins had a shitty year last year.
I agree with you on that. And Moore and Higgins both had 1,000 yards.
Higgins but on different teams. You know,
but season for season.
With Fields, who threw shitty, and he and the other quarterback had Joe fucking Burrow.
Yeah, but he didn't necessarily play always that good.
Yeah. Or he didn't
play. Let's see who else. I'm trying to go by division. How about Drake London and Mooney? What about the Eagles? AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. The Slim Reaper. They both had 1,000 yards. If that's what you're saying, they both had 1,000 yards. They're both, you know. Let's see who else.
Debo and Ayuk, maybe.
Probably them. Yeah, them. That
maybe.
That too. And then, I'm saying they're like top. They're top five. I'm just saying like to put them like three, like one or two, like to put them three is it's tough. Just because they haven't played together, I'm saying at least you can see what those guys have played on paper.
Hypothetically speaking.
As a Bears fan, I'm saying, hell yes. I think
they're top two.
But being like level ahead and thinking like, well, until they play together, and if they both have 1,000 yards, like, yeah, obviously. They're both two Pro Bowl, borderline all-pro capable, you know.
I don't think it's a question of, both of them getting 1,000 yards. I think it's who else is going to get 1,000 yards on the Bears.
I think,
because it's going to be that.
It might be Swift fucking receiver.
Yeah, all around. Yeah.
So there might be like Swift could be like easily 500, 400 yards.
He could end up playing just like McCaffrey.
Kmet can have like 800 yards easily.
That's what I'm saying. 10 touchdowns up the middle?
Because they're saying like 800.
Plays like out of the pocket and shit are like.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to need to do too much fucking.
800 yards is like 45.
We don't want him to be scrambling.
He doesn't scramble.
No.
He just
we want him to come off play action if he's going to be doing that. And you're going to flood.
Presence so much better than
I hope so.
You'll see it.
Because with these two guys,
you'll just see it in film.
You have to be.
I hope the line gets better with it too. You know, like they got better. Like
they got better. They added more pieces, dude.
They got a center. Like I said, the Bears upgrade on center. Barge better than
running back.
Then Jackson, better at running back and better at center.
And receiver.
And get that's that line.
Our two
and receiver too.
100%.
And tight end too.
And safety.
Another edge. And another edge.
And
possibly
I would say
too.
Bird probably is better than Jackson.
Yeah. That's what I said.
I mean, it's hard to fucking. If
they
Poles
have one
really
of the top five secondaries in the league, for sure.
If Poles really can put this all together the way that. It is right now.
We hope it is.
Maybe.
I think he just fucking farted.
If he can keep. I heard it. If Poles can keep it, like, adding to more to what we're at, it could just get crazy.
Which they will, because the next year they could be what Houston is this year, where they just go for free agent signings. Like, you can get a Danielle Hunter, because you're like, well, yeah, we have cap. We can just go for him and sign him. They got Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson now. That's a scary.
Yeah, they're going to be good. Texans are going to be good.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald retired too, didn't say that.
The Texans are one superstar receiver away from being a good team for a while.
Which I think they'll get one because they got the extra second from the Vikings.
They'll get someone good. They'll end up with like one of those Washington receivers.
Or they got Keon Coleman.
Or they'll get some... Whoever gets Keon Coleman is getting a fucking prized animal right there, dude. Because
I think that matters also on where he
goes.
Yeah. Because if he will benefit from being a wide receiver two or three.
Las Vegas.
Or Las Vegas for Devontae Adams.
He's not a one yet.
But I'm saying some team could be like if Carolina, if he falls to that, look at him. It's like, oh, man, I don't know.
The Jets.
Oh, he's cold.
With Garrett Wilson? Like, they just got Mike Williams. But still,
that's a guy that you need him. They need him. Yeah. We don't need to draft a wide receiver. We really don't. We could get someone way down in the draft.
The only thing is something like I said, if Odunze is there, I'm just
like, I would take Jared Verse for the upside over Odunze because – you're not going to put the ball. I think he's
more necessary. An edge guy is more necessary for sure. And I think so.
Yes. Yes. Because you don't need to put the ball in another guy's hand on our offense right now.
No.
You've got three all-pro dudes.
No, but just crazy. It'd be crazy to have. But just your wide receiver room is instantly becomes the best, like one of the best in the league.
Because who do we even got? Is it only three guys right now?
For what?
Scott.
And Elias Jones.
Oh, yeah. Which it might open him up a little more.
Yeah,
I think they need a draft a receiver that can do some. Yeah, but you know what you do with him is those fucking. You could run an op. Williams.
Yeah,
could
you
run
can do
an
stuff like that.
With him.
Yeah, do stuff like that.
A jet option with him. Get him in the open field. Just pitch it to him.
Yeah, just keep going.
He's good on that. You know what fucked him over? You know what fucked him over is he dropped all those early fucking kick returns.
Yeah.
But then the NFL doesn't do kickoffs anymore, so you don't get to see that guy like Devin Hester.
Well, they put Trent Taylor back there just to be like, just catch it.
Just catch it.
Yeah. Just catch it. That dude got paid to just go out there and just catch the ball. So he literally, I think, had like two returns all year. Like, so.
To the 20.
Yeah. I think it's an option. Dude. I think you probably do trade back. I don't know if someone's going to want. I think JJ might be gone by then, actually, they're saying. But I think someone could want Bo Nix, maybe, at 9.
No way. Crazy. Come up that high.
Like I said, it's a draft. Quarterbacks always rise. People just think they need to take them just because
they're
going.
Well, he's worth it. I think he's worth it. Good. I just don't know if he's going to go all the way.
Maybe best for him to fall. I think his best option is falling to the Broncos.
Do you think he'll get picked before Penix?
No, I think... Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe. I think so. Because people just like Penix, those injuries, those.
Oh, Green? Yeah, Jalen Green.
What the fuck?
I think there's more upside.
For Nix than Penix?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh,
shit. That's nice.
What?
What if Penix ends up in like Atlanta or something?
Like him and the Raiders. That's what I feel like. Him and Devontae Adams, and they get like, you know, they draft another receiver later on, and you know, you get those two guys. So I think he's talented. He has a hell of an arm. He has a perfect spiral. He throws good, but I think just Bo Nix, him having the highest
completion percentage
in the end, you know, NCAA history, and make smart throws. And like they asked him, like, what do you want, like, people to know and like stand out for you, like, you know, out of all other prospects? He's like, well, he's like my processing, and like, yeah, it's true. He fucking processes the field really good. Like he's been in college for like 6 years, so obviously, like he's gonna be decent at that. So, and I think he'll be good. But like I said, I think he'll be good on the Broncos. Like, not saying he's Drew Brees, just because the Broncos had no other choice. You saw that cap hit they had for the next 2 years; they can't pay anyone.
Quarterback.
They have Derek Carr. I don't think he's that good either. I think
he's ass. I think it's a good fit for Saints though. To just be back.
Just safe?
Just safe.
No, finish 500 in their division.
He has, like, empty stats.
Like, would you rather have Derek Carr than Jimmy Garoppolo?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Garoppolo's garbage, dude. Like, that experiment.
Well, you hate Brock Purdy, so.
Yeah, same guy.
No.
No, Brock Purdy's better than
Jimmy. Same guy.
Brock Purdy's probably the best quarterback taken in his year, because all those other... It was Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ritter, and... Matt Corral, and who else is in that draft?
Where's Ritter sitting here?
He already went to the...
He's going out this year. Remember the redhead? Remember we were watching the draft and that redhead from Desmond Ritter?
Yeah, he got traded from the Falcons. The Falcons traded him.
Oh, no. Who's the guy coming up? Rattler.
Rattler. Spencer Rattler.
Rattler. That's him, the redhead, dude.
If Kirk Cousins went to the Super Bowl last year, you would say Kirk Cousins is good. Or you would say...
If Kirk Cousins was on the 49ers, they might have beat the Chiefs.
No.
Yeah.
That's
for sure.
That's the worst take I've ever
heard. For sure.
No.
Purdy couldn't score in the first half with them.
So you think Purdy is better than Kirk Cousins now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll take Kirk Cousins over him.
Yeah, thank you. For sure, dude.
No.
For sure. Purdy was okay in the second half because they just tucked it and ran.
Kirk Cousins is.
I don't think it was Purdy's fault they lost, first of all. I've said that already, that it was Shanahan's fault, that they should fucking want to fire his ass. If he loses again this year, then you fire
him. Super Bowl?
If you make it all the way back.
You can't.
You can't ask a guy that's made it to two Super Bowls in a row to fucking just fire you because you lost.
The guy from the Bills lost three in a row and he kept his job.
That was the 90s. Different. Way more coaches now.
Okay, but who do you get instead?
I don't know. You're going to get the same outcome.
I mean,
but their team's gonna fall apart anyway in a couple years anyway.
I mean, it's right. I mean,
they'll lose everybody in the next 3 years. Kittle will retire soon.
You think so?
Yeah, he'll play like 10 seasons and be done.
Yeah,
because he can make more money just out doing shit outside of the CTE. Yeah,
I want him to go to the Bears. That's why.
I mean, yeah,
maybe he will now. Maybe it's. I mean, fuck it.
Debo will get hurt and only play a season or two longer. Ayuk will leave and go to.
They want
to
trade him.
Ayuk will leave and go to Kansas City.
Debo or DK Metcalf?
DK Metcalf, hands down. Yeah, he plays every season. He just hasn't had a good quarterback for the last couple.
I think Debo.
He gets hurt a lot.
He does. Yeah, he is. But I feel like he's at least more. He's multiverse. You know,
he's
multifaceted.
He's like a fucking Swiss Army knife.
I don't think they've done enough with Metcalf.
No.
If I had Metcalf, I'd give him the ball 20 times a game. He's the biggest dude on the field and the fastest dude on the field.
I don't think they do enough with Debo, like, to be honest.
But then you take the ball out of McCaffrey. And,
yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So many weapons and stuff. Yeah, so many mouths to feed.
That's what we need to be like.
Yeah, he has so many mouths.
That's what the Bears are going to be like this year.
We're
going
to have an MVP.
Yeah, I really hope so.
MVP caliber quarterback.
I hope you have a Rob Rookie of the Year quarterback this year.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Roy?
Yeah, Roy for sure.
Yeah, he should. You should be a fucking Pro Bowler this year with the arsenal of guys you have around you.
Yeah.
And if your team is put together and pieced together the way it's been with the new guys on the offensive line, there's no exception. That's why I said, you make playoffs this year and we're in that fucking NFC championship next year because you're supposed to be.
Because
your team is better than everyone.
Yeah.
We're there. We were saying it, and you add Keenan Allen, and you're like, holy fucking shit. Holy shit. Weird. Every guy that touched the ball, Swift, him, and more, all of them had 1,000 yards last year. Come on, dude.
And they all are super excited. Caleb Williams is probably just sitting there like.
I hope he is. I hope he's just waiting and hope like he's going to be talking to these guys.
Yeah, probably.
I hope so, dude. I hope he's just like, holy shit. Moore and Allen just going wild.
Yeah.
Do you light them up together? Or you just
Hell yeah. You flood a zone with those dudes? That's what we tried doing last year.
You split them.
You would try to flood the zone.
You
want to
flood with both of them, man.
Yeah, you just have Allen over the top.
That was really good running seams. Like, that's exactly what, you know.
And if the safety goes drawn off with him and you throw it under to Moore, now Moore's got one small cornerback to guard him.
Oh, and he's good. He's a great blocking receiver, too.
Yeah, he's big and, dude. They should have fucking. Each of them should have 12 touchdowns.
That Eberflus wants to do and shit.
Yeah, but you're not going to get that no more.
That was Getsy. He's gone. Yeah.
He's gone. Waldron's going to throw the ball down the field.
I think so.
I think you have to.
He's a good quarterback. I mean, he's
if
a
quarterback you're getting the quarterback to throw the ball and you want that window and that's what we're asking for, you got the guys to throw it to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen the full potential of Komet either. You get glimpses of it, and you're like, okay.
He gets better every year.
Yeah, but you only get – they would never pass him the ball.
He's still a top eight tight end. He had the 8,000 yards last year.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He, what if he's not top three next year? Because
he's top five – or no. He was top seven in touchdowns, I think, too.
Yeah, he's a top eight in like everything, like pretty much. It's just like – I mean, he's a top eight tight end. People like to think that's crazy, but I'm like, it's not.
I agree.
And he played hurt last year.
Yes.
They did an X-ray. He had a broken bone in his arm. He played with it because fucking what's his name fucking sucked ass. What's the back name? Tunyon.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Does everyone suck ass now?
Yeah. No, just eat.
No, just him.
I'm
just joking. His whole Bears career just going to be remembered for that fucking drop pass when he was wide open. I think it wasn't the Packers. It was like midseason. He fucking dropped right through his hands, wide open. That's all I remember him for.
Was it the game after they beat Washington?
I think it was Detroit.
So yeah. When we were winning?
Yeah.
We're not going to lose those games this year.
No.
That's the difference.
That's why you got Swift. You got a workhorse running back that you can actually.
And lead, the, you, know? You just.
You still got Herbert. I think that's good that you have another guy with Herbert, too. Like, those two together. Like, Herbert did good when David Montgomery was there. They had a good chemistry together. And you now you still have Roshon Johnson, some bruiser to put in there and just.
Deep.
Yeah.
Experience.
And they got the fullback, obviously. He's back. Blessing game, not bad. Yeah. Bless you.
Thank you.
So yeah, I mean the team's all coming together. I think so. I think they're gonna be top 8 defense, top 5 if they do get a top edges in this class.
I think you're already there.
I think so. I mean, yeah, they are. I mean,
Edmonds won't play, on paper. Edmonds will play more games this year.
If not, I think he could
and
be.
T.J. Edwards is probably one of the top 5 middle linebackers in the NFL.
Yeah, he was a great signing. He got snubbed by the Pro Bowl because he had
more tackles.
He was tied for the most I think.
Second
most tackles.
Behind Roshan.
He had
crazy.
6 interceptions.
Yeah. He had more interceptions than Roshan.
Yeah, but
Roshan, had one or two.
He had like more forced fumbles, just like less fumble recoveries. It's like he beat him in all the stats that mattered, but it's what it is, you know. The Bears bias. The Bears always just get.
Dude, he's
the media just hates the Bears, I feel like.
He's Mike Singletary 2.0.
That's a good compare. Yeah. That's a good one.
Because he doesn't play like Urlacher.
No.
Because you'd compare Edmonds to him because he can run side to side.
Yeah,
he's
more
big,
like a Briggs.
Fast.
Like,
he doesn't, but Briggs was that real side to side fucking until he went to the middle at the end. But Edwards is a legit
he's
linebacker.
Good, he is good. And Sanborn for third linebacker, I think he's good.
And the other
Sewell,
dude.
Sewell.
He'll have a lot of playing. He'll get more playing time because they'll realize, like, we can run different coverages now.
Yeah.
Because Bird's a big safety.
Well, you say that you don't want to rotate the good guys out, but it is good in a sense where
it
you
depends
can.
On positions.
It depends, yeah, and depends on like obviously like what you're going to run, like pass pro.
You ain't taking Jalen Johnson.
No, you're not.
He's running your whole defense.
No,
he could fuck it. Let him call the defense.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
I mean, yeah, you think
he's your dude
captain.
Right now.
He's a defensive captain.
I think he's going to play even better this year.
I think he will.
Like
who's the
got
captain?
His contract. Not yeah.
I don't know who else was. It was Jackson, so they had to replace Jackson. So in the secondary, has to be
Bird.
Captain, probably heard him. No, I'm saying Jackson was captain.
Yeah.
You have to have someone
called
in the secondary, probably. Yeah.
Which is cool.
No, Edwards called
it. Edwards was calling it?
He had the green dot. He just wasn't captain. But, yeah, I mean, they got Montez Sweat, too. I want to see him in a full year of a Bears uniform, see how he does. Maybe we finally get
12 sacks.
Yeah. He had 12 sacks last year. No, 13? No, 12.
Together, right? The whole all together on both teams?
Yeah, 6 on like each team. He led both teams.
Both teams. Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's crazy. Javon Dexter, I'm excited to see him next year.
He'll be the most improved.
He's slimmed down. He put some weight on him.
They have to because the team's going to be good. It puts pressure on people.
Yeah. Well, like, he looked good second half of the year. Like, that's what I'm saying. I think they're like, we can draft a D tackle, but it's like, he kind of looked good enough. It's like, well, you could just draft something else like need
a body,
but
you could get a big.
They don't have any, like, they don't
end.
Have any draft even. Like
we
they don't have any draft picks. Like if you're at 75, like you could draft.
We'll see what's there.
Know,
we'll see
a D tackle, but
still
it's like
don't
or you
know
could draft.
Gonna
you know,
do.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's a slick son of a bitch.
He is for sure, but it's just like that's why I think they only have 4 picks right now. Though I wouldn't be surprised for a draft day trade back. Someone trade up for that pick. Maybe JJ's still there and someone's like, fuck it, we got to jump on it because Oakland's coming up and the Raiders and I think the Minnesota's at 11. But since Minnesota, they traded up from – they got the 23rd pick from the Texans. So they're saying they might package our 2 first-rounders to the 11 and 23 and move up to 5 to the Chargers.
Ooh,
the Chargers
shit.
Are open to trade back and they might not ask for a lot because, like, well, I mean,
we need
you get 2 first-rounders. Like,
that's going to happen. That's going to happen. Minnesota's going to have to, dude. They need a quarterback,
which I think is not going to be good because J.J. McCarthy is not the 5th best quarterback.
No.
He's not the 5th best prospect in the draft for sure. He's like, I think he's like second round, like late first round talent.
Yeah, I think he's good, but
he's good, but it's just the thing of improving. But I get, but I just think that it's a lot to like.
I'd pick Penix before McCarthy.
He had the best record.
I think even Knicks. I'd pick
Knicks before McCarthy, too.
What is up with 15?
He's mad.
I just think that he's just...
No, he was doing some weird ass.
Like, he's a guy who could benefit from sitting a year.
He was just like, no.
McCarthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, behind
like, he'd
a
be
player.
A good someone, like, for someone to sit behind, for sure.
Look at his eyes. He's doing some...
Oh, weird. He's looking
like even Drake May, too. Maybe even he would be good. But I think he'll...
No, he's going.
He'll be good, though. He'll be... He's going to supply the Patriots.
Yeah.
I think the Commanders kind of...
Who are they going to take? Jaden
like,
Daniels?
He's literally doing something weird with his eyes. Like,
who would you rather have, Drake May or him? I like Drake May a little bit more than Jaden Daniels.
I don't want to dump in North Carolina.
But...
No, yeah. Not for the Bears. The same for the Commanders and the two picks.
They don't want another. They sound too risky.
Right. Since, who did they sign for backup?
Donaldson?
No, Mariota, my boy.
Oh, yeah.
They got Mariota and the Commanders. I feel like that's kind of showing that like, they're going to go for a dual-threat quarterback. They already have one on the roster.
The last one?
Yeah, it fucking touched my eye. I got allergies. Shut the fuck up.
Still touching it.
Yep.
So, yeah. See?
I don't know. Well.
Anything else?
There wasn't any fights or nothing on my
screen. No.
Well, it was BKFC, but that's just a bunch of weirdos that signed up to just get bloodied up in just random towns across America. It's like the top three main fights of the night are like guys that have been doing it for a while, but
well,
like
the
undercard is like, yeah.
The
girls one,
because she was...
The undercard is like all dudes that are just in dojos around there. Oh, yeah.
I can't watch
hey, did
shit.
You hear about the...
The whole time I'm just like...
Nah. The Penguins were having like some Yamir Yager night with like bobbleheads being given away, so a whole bunch of people bought tickets, and I guess... The truck went missing.
Didn't show up.
Didn't show up. So like, they're saying like there's pallets of those bobbleheads out there, and there's been they've been found online like an eBay ship
selling
like,
them.
Yeah, a couple $100 and stuff. It's like they're gonna go up in price or
someone jacked the bobbleheads. That is a Pittsburgh.
Or they misdelivered or some shit. Yeah, some mob shit.
Someone took it.
It's literally a pallet fell off
took
the truck.
Over a fucking truck.
A pallet fell off a truck. Like that's what they always say. Yeah, the pallet fell off the
truck.
Did
you go to Pittsburgh?
No.
Your brothers did, right? Didn't they go to a game out there?
Did they go to Pittsburgh? Yeah, probably. Sounds about right.
Didn't they go for something and they went to a football game?
They were working, I remember. I think they were, and then I think they went.
They went to a Steelers game?
No, they went to a Pirates game, I think.
Arlene's gone to a Pittsburgh game,
yeah,
right?
She's gone to a Steelers,
Steelers
Rick
game.
Rick goes to Steelers games. No, but I think they went to a Pirates game. They went to a baseball game.
Rick went to a Steelers game? Drove out there? Flew
out there? Yeah.
Damn.
And then he went when they played the Colts, too. Which I'm like, that's cool.
That's cool. That'd be cool.
Like a Colts, yeah.
No, but she went to like a Steelers game.
I want to go to
like
Arrowhead.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I was gonna say, cool. If you could go see the Bears play anywhere, where would you go?
Anywhere?
Yeah,
Tottenham Stadium.
Well, I mean, that'd be
cool
next
anywhere
year.
In the world.
Yeah. Let's go
in London.
That's
this year?
Next year.
It's this year.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's,
next season.
Yeah. I'm actually going there right before, or not right before.
Miami,
but
Florida.
Maybe Cool Hard Rock. No, I mean, yeah. I think the Bills would be cool to go see the whole Bills Mafia. I have a buddy out there too in Buffalo. That's kind of like.
Bills Mafia.
The reason that I was like, yeah, it'd be cool to go see him out there.
Cowboy Stadium?
Yeah, I think that'd probably be... Jerry's World would be something else.
I know somebody that sits
in I'd like to go there. See him in Vegas or SoFi would be
yeah,
cool.
I was trying to think of like of a new stadium.
New
like
stadium.
Vegas would be pretty sweet. Atlanta?
Really anywhere outside of just
any new stadium that would play the
field?
Ones? But, like, I wouldn't really care to see
Soldier
him in,
Field
like,
sucks, bro.
Indianapolis.
It's trash.
Like, Indianapolis, I don't care to see him there.
Lucas
really. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't want to go there.
Like that.
I'd go to Green
of,
Bay.
Like, Jacksonville, I don't care to see them there.
Yeah, stay
Houston, like, yeah, okay.
Arizona, lame.
Yeah. If I can see him, I mean, it's a division rival, but that stadium looks awesome.
Is the Seahawks stadium open, right?
Yeah. They have like that weird like big dome,
yeah,
kind of like or weird, not big dome,
bowl.
Big like
a
bowl, kind of. It doesn't look like kind of a vagina.
Okay. I'm just saying, it is like a vagina, very
proportional.
Bulbous, is that what it's called?
Bulbous.
Lumen
field.
Kind of.
Okay, so maybe
a
not
slit.
Like a vagina.
Kind of, a slit.
It's like if you had a
vajazzle.
Oh, Jesus.
A
vajazzle. A vajazzle is crazy.
That's it. We're done, dude. I'm done. End it right there. That's the name of the episode. A vajazzle is crazy. You ain't ready for a vajazzle,
that's
bro.
Like one of my little key favorite words.
Oh my god. The vajazzle's
peace the fuck out.
Peace the fuck out.